This is the One It's All podcast. I am Jake Heffelfinger, and we are back again. And it is now officially NFL season. I got Austin here with me. It's time, my friend. It is time.
Woo!
But before we get into the NFL, week one, I got to give props where props is due. On the last episode, I kind of questioned your theory about those Colorado Buffaloes. And turns out, they look pretty damn good.
What can I say? When I'm right, I'm right.
Now, do you think they can hold it up the whole season, though?
TBD?
Yeah. Believe me.
I think Nebraska, they'll win. But beyond that.
Oh, you think they're going to take Nebraska this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I think they will.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough one. I mean, and then my Noles, baby. I mean, what we did to LSU was absolutely phenomenal. Like, I could not believe Florida State did that to LSU this weekend. Like,
Florida State looked dangerous.
You want to talk about a statement game? That was that left no doubts in anybody's mind from last season that Florida State is. I know I'm a diehard, but for the first time in 8 years, I can finally say Florida State is officially back in the mix. We are back in title talk. We are back in it, and that's all I could ask for.
I will say this. I called not one, but two upsets, because you have to give credit where credit is due. Also, I did call Clemson.
You did? Did you actually say Duke was going to win?
I said that Duke had a really good shot at winning. I did go with Clemson, but I will take my dues.
Yeah. I called Duke. It. I mean, Duke didn't just beat them. They beat them.
They thrashed
them. Yeah, they did.
It was not close.
This is what I love about football, bro. Every weekend, it's so transparent. Like Texas, Alabama this weekend. You know, what more can you ask for? What more can you? And I almost feel like we don't deserve this. It's so good.
I think what we can ask for is Bama hang a 50 burger on Texas and just officially make it where they're not coming back anytime soon.
You hate Texas. It's crazy. It's just like I hate the Gators. Like, you just can't. Like, there could only be one per state.
Let's put it this way. The Texas Bama game, that will be a very good game. Bama will win. When you're going up against an offensive line versus a defense, I'll take Bama's offensive line every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Prepping
yeah.
for murder ball, and it's not even close.
And I can pretty sure Saban's pretty sick of hearing about Texas at this point.
Oh, yeah. When you're an ex-offensive coordinator, there's going to be some words.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We don't want to waste any more time because we got to get to it today. We're all on a time crunch. That's what happens sometimes, but we had to give the NFL its proper due. It is week one. It's here. There is no turning back. And I just want to make a public service announcement to everybody out there. All the girlfriends, let your boyfriends be, husbands be. There's only 18, 19 weeks of football. That's without playoffs. And to everybody, all my football fans, just remember, enjoy every week, because at some point it's not going to be football season again, and it's going to be back to doing yard work. It's going to be back to having family dinners. Let's just cherish each week for the next 18, 19, 20 something weeks and just have some fun with it. What say you?
It's the best time of the year.
It really is.
From a guy that does long work, but his wife understands the other side of it. Hey. As long as we get that yard work done before 11 o'clock,
that's fair.
I ain't talking.
It's a lot easier to get done during the fall and the winter, too. It's a lot it's a lot shorter of an assignment.
Yes. I don't have to weed eat.
Yeah. And also, another public service announcement. I know I'm full of them today. I'm just firing on all cylinders right now. Austin, let me ask you a question, my man. Do you trust a man that doesn't have at least one fantasy football team? It's a red flag. I feel like everybody should be in a fantasy football league. And I've even been seeing online that girls are starting to do their own, like women, like they're starting to do it too. It brings people together. I'm friends with people only through fantasy football leagues at this point. Like it's something everybody looks forward to every day. And draft day is literally the best. To me, it's a red flag if somebody doesn't have at least one league.
Well, I do have one gripe. I got one gripe. For those of y'all that use Yahoo instead of ESPN.
Yahoo.
One league that is only at Yahoo. And it is such a I won't go into it today.
No,
for another time.
Yeah, I agree, because I'm in one ESPN and one Yahoo, and the Yahoo one just doesn't feel the same. It doesn't hit the same way as the ESPN does.
I can't find half my stats that I need.
That's true, and it just looks different. ESPN does it right, in my opinion. Like, I don't know. I've never used NFL.com or whatnot, but I know ESPN does it the right way.
I used them once. I liked them a little bit better than Yahoo, but not by much. It was much easier on ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN is just what I'm comfortable with, so I agree with the Yahoo thing. That I completely agree. Everybody just needs to step up, get in the fantasy league, call your friends, call your family. It's fun. Have a good time. Make it at least some kind of buy-in, though. It's a lot better when you got something on the line. I'm not saying $100. Even if you start a family league or a friends league and it's just $5, $10, it makes it fun towards the end of the year. And by the middle of the year, you're going to be like, why didn't we put more money on this? Because it's so fun.
I mean, let's put it this way. I'm in one league that doesn't charge anything. I do like my leagues that I don't have to shell out anything.
Yeah.
But I do like it when I get that trophy right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. When
bragging rights, yeah.
I'll take my bragging rights.
All right, before we get into the NFL picks and everything, what's your favorite go-to Sunday snack during football game when your team's on? What do you go with?
Man, I mean, you got everything. But for me personally, the homemade chips and salsa.
Yeah, you got to have chips and salsa.
The homemade chips and salsa.
Yeah. Yeah, you got.
If I got the 8 hours and I smoke a brisket, oh.
Yeah, prime time's going to be good. Prime time's going to be good. So what are you thinking? All right, so let's get into it. NFL Week 1, 2023-2024 football season. Before we get into our Week 1 picks, we're going to go through real quick. Austin's got everything written down. I didn't really come noted up too much today. I'm just going off the top of my head on things, and I can promise I'm not picking the Commanders this year. How about them Cowboys? Tell ya.
Hey, the hype is real, baby. The hype is real.
It's not for me. I have very little faith in Baker Mayfield. I'm full. Like, I did a prediction. I just went through all the games. I got us going 5-12. It's not looking good.
You were that low on yourselves going 5-12.
Yeah, I went through. Well, I just went through and it was like, you know how you just do like right off the top of your picks? I just went through and just right out, just for what my heart was telling me. I was like, oh, it doesn't look good. But offensive line's healthy. Defense is healthy. If Baker could just not turn the ball over and get the ball to Godwin and Evans, we might be better than that. I know better than I have faith, especially when a legend leaves your franchise.
Okay, I'm coming in with some hope here for you, Tampa. I've got you going 8-9.
8-9.
I got you going 8-9.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. The first three games of the year, it's going to be rough.
Yeah, it's going to be real rough. It's going to be real rough.
You got the Vikings, Bears, and Eagles, and those three games are...
Yeah, I just love the transparency of the NFL. You never know. Like, we might be sitting here going, the Eagles could start 0-3, 0-4. You just never know. And one thing I will say is to everybody out there, don't freak out. The real season to me doesn't start till Week 4. First 3 weeks are kind of just everybody's playing together, all that. Like, you could start off 3-0 and finish 4-12 for whatever the records are. First 3 weeks, don't get too carried away.
Well, I do have your one stat of the day.
All right.
And it's the scariest stat out there. And me with my Dallas Cowboys, you with your Tampa Bay Bucks, and the LA Chargers all have it in common.
What?
Our bye week is Week 5.
No. Oh, so that's going to be less pressure that week. Less pressure.
Are you kidding me? Less pressure? You got an 18-game season and you.
Yeah, from that standpoint, like, that week will be nice. I'm all about a later bye week. Like, get the team into it. Week 5, you're not even really into a full rhythm yet.
No, and that's not going to be fun.
All right,
not the Chargers, the Browns.
All right, what? Give me your dark horse pick of the year, the one team that nobody's talking about that you think is going to do some damage this year.
I mean, we all are thinking it, but in one way or another, I can't help but be concerned that Jacksonville is just going to be – they're either going to be beyond belief good or they're going to be beyond belief bad.
I'm taking the good. I am a believer in Trevor Lawrence. I'm a believer in Peterson. I think they got the right coach, the right quarterback, the right weapons. Again, injuries are going to play into every team. You have
– and And their defense. That defense, I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, well, they got the Walker kid from they got number one pick last year, who I've been reading a lot about. They said he's supposed to be turning it up this year. So, yeah, Jacksonville's a good pick. They're one of those teams where it's hard to really – they showed glimpses last year. That comeback against the Chargers was more, to me, about the Chargers' lack of execution rather than Jacksonville being that good, in my opinion. I feel like the Chargers just panicked, gave that game away. That's why they have a whole new offensive coordinator, your boy. And, yeah, Jacksonville's a good one. Like, I'm taking the New York Giants. I think the Giants are going to do some damage this year. Yeah, I do. What is it with me about the NFC East? I hate every team on there, but I think Daniel Jones is going to prove it this year. I really do. I think the Dukies, after just they got the momentum going right now, I think Saquon's going to play with anger. The only problem is that receiving core. That's the only problem.
That receiving core is
not any worse than,
and their defense is very questionable.
And I want to just say my sympathies are with all you Arizona Cardinals fans. Don't even worry about these games this year. But I didn't realize.
Number one draft pick on the way again.
But did you see they have Houston's pick? So they could, in a perfect world, have number one and number two next year. And I think that's what they're going for. I think they're banking on the Texans being dog shit again, which I think they will be. I think CJ Stroud's going to have some bumps and they don't have a receiving core. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, is it worth tanking a season to have the top two picks? You get Caleb Williams and then whoever else you want. To me, that turns the whole franchise around. And then you can still, because they're going to trade Kyler. Somebody's going to give them a first round pick for Kyler.
I mean, no one's giving them a first round pick for Kyler.
Yeah, sure.
I think he might get a second if you're lucky.
I think if a team's desperate enough for a quarterback, Tampa Bay, they could give up, because Kyler's shown some dynamics. I just think that whole Cliff Kingsbury hire was a failure from the beginning. I just think all that should never have happened.
I mean, would it be crazy to think the Raiders would try to trade for Kyler?
Oh, great pick. Great pick.
Especially if they did it right before. What if they did it right before the trade deadline?
Yeah. You're not a believer in Jimmy G?
No, I'm thinking Jimmy G's going to get hurt.
Yeah. And then they panic. Because Kyler's going to get quarterback.
Either that or the GOAT comes back.
You think he's training?
He's a partial owner of the team. What better way to come back?
Tom Brady's not an idiot. Tom Brady's not an idiot.
And then you get Devontae Adams as your number one. Like,
yeah.
You got Jacobs in the backfield there. Yep. Your offensive line.
A solid defense. They got some pieces on the defense.
Yeah. But then you're also playing the Chiefs twice, the Broncos twice, and the Chargers twice.
Yeah. That division's tough. All right. Since we're short on time today, we got to get through this. Austin, I'm assuming, do you have everything in front of you right now? Like all the, let's go through right now and just name a division. We'll go through the divisions, who we think is going to win that division. We'll push through that real quick, make our week one picks, and then we'll call it a day. Do you have it in front of you right now?
I am back in the land of the living. Sorry, AT&T decided to not support AT&T Stadium for a minute there.
Jesus. So now we got three screens on the Zoom. So I don't know how. Can I get rid of one of those? Maybe I can do this. There we go.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, got it. All right, there we go. All right, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. So before we froze, I was talking about the Cleveland Browns too, how I think they could be a team, and I think Elijah Moore is going to be a problem. So,
Ravens.
Yeah,
I think the Ravens will be making the comeback here.
Right, Ravens
despite
and Steelers.
All injuries.
Ravens and Steelers, I think, are going to be right there at the end of the year, as long as TJ Watt doesn't get hurt. All right, so let's get into it. Austin, are you ready to make division picks? And then we'll make our week one picks. So I'll let you lead the way. We'll make the picks. We'll have some fun because you got your computer in front of you, right?
I do have my computer in front of me.
All right, let's go through divisions real quick. Name them off, and we'll make our who we think is going to win the division. We'll do that, and then we'll make our week one picks. So,
all right,
let's get into it, baby. Let's go. It's finally here. Austin, let's get into it, my friend.
All right. So leading us off, we're going to start with your Tampa Bay Bucs.
NFC South.
NFC South, baby. We'll start here and get going.
I'm taking the Saints to win the division. I think the Saints are the best overall team in the division.
I would agree with that. Saints, I like them. They're looking good. I think right behind them will be the Bucs and then the Panthers and then the Falcons.
I have the Falcons coming in second in the division. I think it's NFC South, bro. Every year, other year, like teams go from last to first every time. So I'm telling you, watch out for those Falcons this year.
I can see that, but I'm not a believer in the quarterback. I think the Bucs still have a lot left over. They got the best wide receivers, arguably, in that division.
God,
run game is still good. They still got a good offensive line. Baker is a special quarterback. No matter what you said about him, he somehow got the Browns to the playoffs, people.
That's a fair point.
And his shoulder is recovered.
For all my Bucs fans, let me just tell you, I'm not hating on my own squad. I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I just don't see us having a great year. And then if it starts getting bad, just tank it, my opinion, and until NFL changes the rules. All right, next division.
All right, next division, we're going to keep on with the South. We're going to go AFC South.
Who are you taking?
You know what? I've got to go with the Jags in first place. I'm going to go with the Titans in second place. And then we're going to go with their Colts right there. And that, I could see that flip-flopping with the Titans. And then I've got the Texans in last place.
I think the Titans offense will be better. I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to contribute. There's a reason why he came here. There's a reason why they gave him the money. But I'm taking Jags to win the division too.
Yeah, I've got questions on Tennessee's offensive line. That's the main thing. Their defense is still hanging in there, but it's like trying to rebuild the car as you're driving. It's really hard to do. Vrabel's the right coach, and they finally got the right person in their front of office. Mm-hmm. Now it's a fact a matter of what are you doing as quarterback, because you don't have a succession plan right now.
No, you don't.
Not that is seen. No. And then on top of that, you're looking at, okay, Henry's getting older. Your offensive line is getting re-older. Your defense is holding it together right now. So
yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And I'm just going to say it. It's not too soon, but I believe the Jags' gamble on Calvin Ridley will pay off. No pun intended. Next.
I see what you did there.
Next.
All right. We're going to go to the NFC West.
I think that's a pretty easy division to pick. I'm taking San Fran all day.
I've got San Fran as number one.
Mm-hmm. But I'm taking Seattle right behind him.
I've got the Rams making the comeback.
Bro, what? Without Cooper Kupp, well, Cooper Kupp's at least going to miss the beginning of the season. Everybody is dogging the Rams right now. You're not buying it?
Sean McVay.
Yeah, fair point. Yeah, he can make mountains out of molehills.
Now, granted, Seattle's got the Legion of Boom. They have arguably one of the best coaches in the NFL.
And they're stacked.
They are stacked. But for some reason, I got a feeling Geno might be Geno.
It's funny when a player gets paid. It's funny when they're in that contract year. It's just he got paid, so let's see what he does with it. All right, next.
All right, next up, we're going to go to the AFC West.
Didn't we just do that? The AFC West is going to be a fun one this year. Who are you taking?
The Chiefs.
Until you knock Goliath off the top, man, it's hard to go against. I'm taking Kansas City too.
My one worry is Travis Kelce with that hybrid extended knee. That is my main worry on that. I think that could really, if it's not healed up right, that could really impact him.
Plus, he's 35. He's 35 years old, man. He's got to start breaking down at some point. Did you know he was that old?
I didn't think he was that old. I thought he was in his early 30s.
Mind you, 35 in regular life is not old, but in football, and it's not like he hasn't had the targets, but until further ado, I'm taking them with the Chargers making a push.
By the way, he is 33. Do not disgrace that man. Disgrace that man.
Kelsey's the man, in my opinion. So what do you think? The Russ and the Peyton thing, is Russ starting by the time the season's over, or are they going to have something else in place?
I've got the Chargers at two. Between the Raiders and the Broncos, I will take the Broncos over that because I think they have a better head coach.
Yeah.
And a better defense. But, Russell looked so bad last year.
I know.
Now, granted, Peyton's done an amazing job of rehabbing it.
But and he's proven. I just can't
see it this first year. Unless they reinvent Russ completely.
It's hard to imagine Russ really falling off the cliff that much because he was so lethal the year before last. But, all right, next division.
Next division, we are going with the NFC North.
Oh, this is a tough one. It's all on Jordan Love because I am not on the Justin Fields hype train at all. I don't understand it. Fantasy-wise, he might get some rushing yards and all that, but I'm not buying it at all. If you ask me who I'm taking in this division, I'm going Vikings all day. Skull.
I think the... See, this is where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
I think that the Packers will be second to last in that division. I think the Bears will be the last place in that division or third to last. And I think you're going to have a dog fest between the Lions and the Vikings. And it's hard to pick against the Vikings, but their run game isn't there. But the Lions defense. Dan Campbell. I'm going with the Lions. I'll take my gamble.
Actually, honestly, I'm going to recap my pick. I'm going Detroit all the way. I'm all in. I think they beat Kansas City opening night, my opinion. All right, next. We got 10 minutes.
All right, here we go. AFC North. I've got the Bengals, then the Ravens, then the Steelers, and then the Browns yet again.
I'm just going to say the winner because that division is just chaotic. I'm taking the Bengals until proven otherwise. Joe Burrow's the best one, but that Pittsburgh-Baltimore second place, oh my God. And then I still think Cleveland's going to be good. I think there's a good chance every team in that division makes the playoffs. I think there's a good possibility of that. That's going to be a rough and tough division. But to win it...
That's not the roughest division, though, in the AFC.
It's lethal, though, with defense and everything.
It's lethal. It's lethal. And that's not the toughest division, though.
I'm taking Cincy to win the division until proven otherwise.
I would agree with that. Next, we're going to stick in the AFC. We're going to go AFC East. This arguably is the toughest division.
Yeah, because you just don't know what you're getting from it. There's so many variables on there. Aaron Rodgers, you got to believe Bill Belichick's going to have that team ready to go. Tua, what's he going to do with Miami? And then, but it's talking through all that, taking Buffalo. Josh Allen's the best quarterback in that division.
I'll take the Bills, then the Dolphins, then the Jets, then the Patriots. This is the division I could see either every team getting out of it or at least three of the four.
Do you think if Belichick finishes last in the division and they have a mighty, do you think this is it? Do you think this is Bills send off?
I don't think so because they actually got a good offensive coordinator finally and not someone that used to call defense to be an offensive coordinator. Yeah. I don't know why they thought that was.
I think the Patriots are going to be better than people think. I just do. I think they have pieces. If they can just utilize them, I think Juju is going to be a PPR machine. I could see, but that division is so hard to pick, but you can't tell me anybody in there is better than Josh Allen when he's peaking.
Aaron Rodgers, moving on. Or actually, you know what? I've got two quarterbacks in that division. I'll save that other one for another time when he's not having his head bounce off the turf. Finally, the Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
Winning champion.
Oh my God. We're going to go through this. I need to get
24.
We need to get Stephen A. on here.
I've never said this before. I've never said the
whole Super Bowl before. You think this is it?
I think they've got a very good shot at it. Their schedule looks it. I've got the Cowboys winning the divisions. I got the Eagles right on their heels in second. I've got the Giants in third place, and I've got the Washington Redskins in fourth.
Yeah, Redskins will definitely finish last, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I will say this. I think it's going to come down between the Cowboys and San Francisco. I think the Eagles will be in there. I think those are the three teams to look out for in the NFC. AFC, you got the Bengals. You've got the Chiefs. Jags, I'm not sold yet. Well, midway through, I might change that. But I think the Bills will be sniffing around, and I think the Dolphins will, if they can keep Tua healthy.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, Philly's not making the Super Bowl this year. What I'm not saying, last year was one of the best teams I have ever seen, top to bottom. But the reason why they had that was their front office had depth. Everybody, they don't have that this year. Philly's depth is what got them to the Super Bowl last year because they could just shuffle it. Now their draft, I feel like, with Jalen Carter and all those boys, I mean, they got on paper some steals. So I'm not saying they didn't retool in some ways, but what they had last year was a rare team. And that's why when they let it go and then when everybody left at free agency, it's hard. All I'm saying is it's hard to replace. Don't expect as lethal of a team. I'm just saying, pepper those expectations. If there's any time that I've ever kind of agreed with you that this could be Dallas's year. Offensive line's healthy. Brandon Cooks was a steal in free agency. I think he's going to have a monster year. To me, it's going to come down to Tony Pollard and Dak Prescott go for a whole season.
I think it gets down to, is Dak the quarterback we need? Yeah. I think, honestly, there is more pressure on Dak than any year prior, and that's because everyone can see it. And it's going to be down. The pressure is going to be on Dak and McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Those are the two. Yeah, so I hate to say it, but I'll go with you on this one. I'll meet you in the middle on this one. I'll take Dallas to win that division, too, with the New York Giants a close second pushing. I think New York's going to exceed expectations this year. Contract years bring out the best in players. Saquon's trying to get paid. He knows what he has to do. Daniel Jones, all that, because if they don't do it this year, they're going to go.
All right. And so we got to run through this quick, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah, we got 4 minutes.
We're going to do it. We're going to do 2 minutes. How about
that? All right, let's do it. 2 minutes.
Here we go.
Week one, NFL picks. Let's go.
All right, Thursday night at 7 o'clock, your opening night, you have your Super Bowl defending champion Chiefs versus the Detroit Lions.
Lower scoring game than people think. I'm taking Detroit. Not even worried about it.
I'm going with the Chiefs. We'll disagree on that one.
Yep.
But then we start out the game on Sunday night with the Cats, the Bengals versus the Browns.
Joe Burrow's back. Give me Bengals all day.
I will agree with you on that. Then following it up, we got Lamar Jackson showing how fast he can run and that he is a quarterback, not a running back, versus the Texans. I'll take the Ravens.
Yeah, not even close. Ravens all day.
Then we have this skull from the north, the Vikings versus your Pirates of Tampa Bay. Who you got?
On the road in Minnesota, I'm giving Minnesota a home field advantage. They'll take it. It'll be a competitive game, though.
I'll agree with that. I will give it to Minnesota on that one. Then you have the Cats versus Birds, Panthers versus the Falcons.
You said Panthers, right?
Panthers.
Yeah, Bryce Young's going to show out in his first game, giving them. I think they're a better complete team, but Atlanta's going to be better than you think this year.
I'll take the Panthers. I'm not going to go that far on Atlanta because I got them actually being the second worst team in football. Salty take there. The Birds versus the Redskins. I think the Redskins are going to be adding a feather to their cap, and I think Washington takes that.
Against Philly?
No, against the Cardinals.
You keep saying Birds. How many Bird teams are there? I don't know which one you're talking
about. Too many. That's why I keep on throwing.
I'm not picking Arizona at all this year. Yeah, I agree. I'm right with you on that one. Yeah, not no-brainer.
Yeah, and then now you have, still staying up to 12 o'clock, you got the Jags versus Colts here.
Give me the Jags.
I'll take the Jags. I think there's too much turmoil in that Colts locker room right now.
Rookie quarterback, who's going to struggle? Yeah, he's a long-term investment.
Yeah, I think now the best game of the 12 o'clock slate.
If you say Birds again, I'm going to slap you. No. Not say Birds again.
No, this would be the 49ers versus the Steelers. We're going to Steel Town, baby.
Steel Town. Give me Steelers all day in this one. I love it.
Yep. I'll take the 49ers running away with it and teaching them who the best defense is.
Pittsburgh's going to win that game. George Pickens is going to have 110 yards, 2 touchdowns. Let's go. All right, next. All right,
Titans versus Saints.
Give me New Orleans on the road. Titans are going to have a great season, but they're not going to win this game.
I think Titans show out, surprise everyone, really show D-Hop off. I will take the Titans in this one. Broncos, Raiders.
Give me Russell. He's going to look good, but they'll fade as the season goes on.
I'll agree with you on that one. Eagles versus Patriots, rematch of a Super Bowl.
Give me the Eagles. I think they're still loaded.
Rams versus Seahawks.
Give me the Seahawks. It's in Seattle, so give me Seattle.
Seahawks it is. Chargers versus Dolphins. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I'll take the Chargers in this
one. Yeah, if it was in Miami, I'd go Miami, but I'm with you. I'm taking the Chargers on this one, only because it's in L.A.
Bears versus Packers. I will take the Packers.
I think Jordan Love is going to show out.
I think it's going to be an interesting game. Then you got the Cowboys versus Giants. Cowboys, thank you. We'll take that and run.
I'll take Dallas in that as well.
And the Monday night game to close it off, the Jets versus the Bills.
Bills. I think it's going to be a game, but I think Buffalo is still more of a complete team. The Jets will take this and they'll go on a winning streak afterwards, but I think it'll be a good humbling moment for them.
Yep, and then I got Bama beating Texas, and then I've got my Texas A&M Aggies going into the U and winning.
Yeah, Alabama will win that game. Awesome, we did it, my friend. Week one's in the books. I appreciate you, as always, for coming out here and jumping on. Don't forget, if you're a fan of the podcast or like anything we're doing, go follow, like, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Any social media, go give a follow. Topsider Sports, Austin Sperry on Instagram. Go give us a follow. We're going to be here every week as the season goes on. We love it just as much as you do. Austin, any parting shots before we get off the air here?
Giga Maggies, let's go.
Go Noles, baby. Go Noles. Mike Norvell, I am all in. All in.
Yeah. I told my squad we gonna make it out. One way or the other. Yeah. I had some hoop dreams, but no jumper like I'm at 'em. My pen is too clean, so I had to stick with rapping. My life is hella deep, dog, you couldn't even fathom. My goals are like Twitter, you can see I'm staying at 'em. I'm trying to be the GOAT. Every day I'm chasing ghosts like I'm Danny Phantom. And I can sell a nigga, but I'd rather sell a hit. It's my niche, and business set the beat, so I had to hit the switch. And now I'm all in, I ain't on the fence. All these rappers peep my game, I ain't talking Twitch. Man, I'm trying to get rich. I'm trying to make my wrist master plaque.